Where in the Bible will I find that anything can be proved by the Bible? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The statement, "You can prove anything by the Bible," is often heard these days. To think such a thing regarding God's holy Word shows that the person who says this really has no respect either for God or His Word. It is most often a statement uttered by people who are unwilling to accept the plain, simple statements of the Bible and who wish to cast doubt on it, or at least on some of its contents. Would those who so mindlessly make such a statement, "You can prove anything by the Bible," be resentful if a similar charge were leveled against them? Were someone to say, "You can prove anything by you," would you regard that with indifference in view of the fact that when applied to human beings, it is true only of liars, hypocrites, and deceivers? How much worse is it, then, to say such a thing regarding God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit? The implication is that the Bible is unworthy of our respect, and those who gave it to us wrote in such a fashion that it testifies to all sides of a proposition. That statement is, of course, positively false and hurtful, and when applied to the writers of the Bible, will be repudiated by all thoughtful and discerning people. In defending the Bible against this wicked and sinful charge, we are simply supporting the Bible's own claims to trustworthiness, reliability, and credibility. Consider and ponder well these verses. "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Psalm 119, verses 103 and 104. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Or what about these words from Jesus? "The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12, 48.